您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。 A passenger was injured at Hefei Airport in Anhui after the toilet he was squatting on with his feet on the bowl collapsed underneath him and its water cistern crashed to the floor, according to the Anhui Business Daily. 一位男性旅客在合肥新桥机场候机楼卫生间方便的时候，马桶突然碎裂，男子的屁股也被划伤。当事人与同伴称呢，是站在马桶上方便，发生了意外。 So apparently there is some kind of change of story, as this guy later said that he did not squat on the toilet and it was just like a toilet seat with bad quality. But still, how strange is this?
Very strange, and let's just call it the unfortunate incident. I think the guy must feel very embarrassed by this, as, you know, his buttocks were badly cut and there was a lot of bleeding, and he actually had to phone his friend to summon for help. In a way, I'm not that surprised, because at these airports in Chinese cities, they usually try to make it like really fancy, really modern, andI suppose for some people, maybe the toilet seat is a little bit too modern than the, you know, the squatting facilities that we're used to using.
Yeah, I think it's funny because, you know, there is this connection somehow to, you know, having a toilet seat means that you're more civilized or modern or whatever, when actually squatters are so much more hygienic, if you think about it.Than, you know, sitting on a toilet bowl. I mean, especially for you, for women, you guys have to experience this much more than I do. And so it's probably much more of a concern. But I mean, for me, I don't like to do my business in unfamiliar places. I'll put it that way. And part of it, you know, it is psychological. You know, it is definitely like, well...It's just a question. I mean, like, you know, a place that I know or that looks cleaner could be just as dirty, ultimately, than a place who, you know, it doesn't look as great or whatever. But fundamentally, because there is no, you know, there is no contact when you squat with the toilet area...it is. I mean, actually much more hygienic. There's less likelihood of diseases or other types of infections being passed on, and you don't have to worry about, you know, getting someone else's hair or...
Ew, you know, let's not go to the details.
Other effluents, you know, getting onto your skin and so on and so on. And so I think what happens is, you know, for Chinese people, most people are just very used to...using the squatter. I mean, is there a squatter? Is there a toilet seat? Okay, it doesn't really matter. But sometimes people are more comfortable using a squatter, especially in a public place. If they're not available, they will just try to squat on top of a toilet bowl. The problem is, a toilet bowl is not designed to carry that type of weight. It cannot handle that type of pressure. And I think that it doesn't really matter how well the toilet bowl was made. It is going to break, if, you know, given enough times of people trying to squat on top of it.
And after, you know, listening to John talking about Chinese people going to the bathroom, squatting and all that kind of stuff, I really think that now...it's probably recommended that people, we don't really get toilet seat covers as often here in China, but just use loo paper to cover the seat up.
No, because, that's going to be too far. You don't need to do that.
Oh, I always do that. And I think it's very useful.
You don't need to, though.
Further, because now we know that there are actually grown men, like, squatting on these things. And, you know, I've actually seen footprints on the seats.
Yeah.
So it makes all sense to cover it up with loo paper.
But it's women...in the women's bathroom, not grown men. In the
okay,
women's
grown
bathroom,
adults.
Right.
That's okay. What I mean.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's true.
Now, that's going a bit too far. Here, I'll just give you some really quick tips because I've looked it up before.
Okay.
So what you do is to make sure that your toilet bowl is as clean as it possibly can. You don't necessarily need to cover it with paper, but, you know, take a couple squares, wipe the...
That's not enough.
Wipe the toilet lid. And then also make sure you flush the toilet before you actually sit down. This is going to take care of most of your problems.
Flushing the toilet before you go is the greatest of advice, I should say, because usually the last person, you know, always tend to forget that.
Well, also, Chinese plumbing isn't always that great. So there might be some floaters left.
Plus, I don't believe wiping is going to do the job unless you know, use disinfectant or alcohol or or, you know,
apart from fungal infections, there's not much that can be passed from skin to skin.
Mm. Well, actually, I think you're right, because I hear some
actually,
experts...
I am right.
No, I don't think we should take John's advice on how women should use public bathrooms.
Right. Plus, it's not only a problem of, you know, of actual physical hygiene. Sometimes it's your perceived cleanliness that's more important.
Exactly.
If you think it's gross...
I'll tell you what. I mean, I've been working at CRI for almost 6 years now, and it took me like a year and a half just to be comfortable using the bathroom here.
The squatters or the seats?
No, the problem is I can't squat. Like, I can squat, but then I've only done it once or twice in emergency situations. Uh-huh. And both times, I was terrified, in fact, that I would get my pants dirty.
But you just said that squatters make so much sense in terms of, you know, no contact.
I think if you grow up using a squatter, yes, because you're used to that. The idea is much better than the reality, unfortunately.
Okay, so let me go to you, Julia, who says, guys also squat on toilets. That's new to me. And...
Well, there are situations where, you know, you have to sit down or do whatever.
Sure.
And then, you know, it's just kind of up to you how you go about that, right?
Okay. And you are a supporter of the squatters, because she says that apart from ones that are for the handicapped, I mean, you know, which has to be seats, we should have more squatters, because everyone thinks that it's dirty, and they turn out turning the toilet seat and toilet bowl dirtier mm-hmm. by, you know, doing these kind of
things. And again, as we can see in this one case, it is dangerous. I mean, you can really hurt yourself if the toilet bowl does break.
Yeah, and here I would just think this a good plan would be that there will be a number of cubicles with squatters and a number of cubicles with the toilet seats, and just let people pick and choose. And I think with the squatters, usually you do your business faster.
Yeah,
I don't think I will want to go into the details of explaining, and I think that will be better.
Well, it is funny, because there is. I remember when before I came to China, I had some friends who were very interested in healthy living, and in university. And one of the things that they told me is that actually squatting is healthier for you.
Exercise your muscles?
No, because actually the way that our bodies are designed is that through gravity and through the kind of scrunching up, that's actually the most natural way to go poop. Mm. And so it's actually kind of funny, because in the U.S., for example, where you're never going to see a squatter, some people have designed a device that you can actually place on top of a toilet seat that will even out the pressure on the toilet seat. It'll alleviate some of the pressure so mm-hmm. that you don't have to worry about the toilet seat breaking, but then you can basically just squat on top.
That is very interesting. But however, sharing a little bit of personal experience here, I beg to differ, because I remember from before I was six, I always used squatters. And then from the age of 6 to like 13, there was a long period of time that I was used to toilet bowls. And I remember when I returned to squatters during my teenage days, I think I went on military training in China, and then you had to use these squatters as it was the only thing available. I couldn't do it. And I felt like betrayed of myself to my roots or something like that. But I think this is a matter of something you need to get used to.
What do you mean you couldn't do it? Like there was a psychological block?
Like, you said it should be easier when you're squatting,
right?
No,
it is. It
didn't work for me at the time.
Physiologically, it's easier for your body to allow the waste to exit squatting rather than just sitting. I mean, you think about it. I mean, you know, 100,000 years ago, there were no toilets.
Yeah.
There were no squatters. How did people go to the bathroom? Well, they squatted down and did it. Mm-hmm. And you can even see that. I mean, look at how a dog or a cat goes poop. They do something very, very similar. Not quite the same, but actually quite similar. And so, I mean, so my point there was, physiologically, it's easier to eliminate waste from your body by squatting.
Yeah, getting to the technicalities.
Yes, but if you haven't been doing it ever or for so long, it might case, then your legs, the muscles that you need to get the strength from are just not there. They're so weak. And then you're concentrating on squatting and keeping yourself from falling into the hole.
Right.
And you're distracted. I'm trying to look at it in a more analytical way. That might be the reason.
And that's the thing. I think that, you know, as I said before, I mean, having, you know, regular toilets, it does seem to be more modern or more civilized. But again, I think that squatters, are more hygienic, or they have the possibility at least of being more hygienic. And again, they're more natural. So I think that really, you know, it's us who have not been trained to use squatters, I think, that are really at the disadvantage here.
So the next time you go to the toilets, which one would you use?
A toilet. I'm not like, don't get me wrong. I'm never going to use a squatter unless I have to, just because I really don't know how, and I'm deathly afraid of pooping on myself. But for my kids, you know, yeah, fine. If they want to squat, if they want to sit, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, sure.